in heaven with His glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he casts out demons." Others to test him asked for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God is among you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A house divided versus a house united. This is the big cosmic battle. After sin divided us from the Lord, after sin divided us from each other, after sin caused a revolution within and divided us on the inside, where our bodies would no longer obey our souls, which were no longer in alignment with what God wanted, Christ came into the world in order to bring these three disharmonies back into harmony. Yesterday we talked about how the Lord wants to do that. What God, what people is there that is a God so close as the Lord our God is to us? How He seeks to unite us with His holy word, that incredible gift. How He seeks to unite us even more by the Word made flesh, making us for real by the power of the Holy Spirit, one body, one spirit in Christ. Jesus prayed during that first Eucharist that we would be as one as He and the Father are one. He wants us to enter into the communion of saints by the power of the communion of persons in love, who is the Blessed Trinity. That's God's great plan. And the devil, just like he did with Adam and Eve in the beginning, wants to divide. So Jesus brings that principle up when, after having performed an exorcism, the scribes and the Pharisees were trying to argue that he was doing this by the power of the devil. And Jesus used simple logic. Their own people were performing exorcisms. Were they doing that by the power of the devil? Number one. But then number two, why would the devil do this? If the devil is seeking to divide, why would he allow something to bring back into union with the Lord, as Jesus himself was doing? The devil's always seeking to divide, and he will use anything he can to do it. All he wants is a little opening. It can be a hardening of the heart with regard to one little thing. We might just not want to pay attention to his word. We might be that hardened soil who don't really think that we need to hang on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And it's because that closure of that window to the word of the Lord that the devil's able to build. Could be one thing in which we don't forgive someone. We might be living an incredibly saintly life in every other aspect. But when we shut ourselves down to the way God wants his merciful grace to work, not just in us but through us, that's the opening, that's the launching pad that the devil wants to try to create a bigger and bigger and bigger disunity. He seeks to do it in families all the time. Jesus would describe that he had come not to bring peace but the sword, and families would be divided, 3 against 2, 2 against 3, mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, mother-in-laws against daughter-in-laws. It's not because Jesus had come to divide, it's because sin divides, and whenever Jesus comes in, those who don't want the Lord to truly be the priority start to get jealous when another family member actually makes the Lord a priority. The devil is constantly the diabolos, the Greek word that means the one who's constantly throwing you off, turning you away from turning together with the Lord. We see the spiritual psychology of sin in today's first reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Gives us an anatomy lesson. It says, they have walked in the hardness of their evil hearts. When they heard the Lord's voice, their hearts hardened rather than softened, didn't become hearts of flesh, didn't allow the Lord to do that great heart transplant that Jeremiah and Ezekiel both talk about, that the Lord would take away our stony, our hardened hearts and replace them with a heart like his. Heart that really loves. But we need to let that heart transplant happen all the time, and few of us love surgery. They turn their backs, not their faces, toward me. They weren't hungering to see the Lord's face, which is, of course, the pattern of consecrated life. Faciem tuum Domine requerum. Psalm 27, I seek your face, O Lord. It's always seeking the face, but they weren't seeking the face of the Lord. They were turning their backs toward him. You have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. They weren't even turning when the Lord was calling, because their faces, their necks were resolutely and stiffly turned in the direction they wanted to set rather than the Lord wanted to set. And so for us in this Lenten pattern, we need to examine, this is what the devil wants to do. The Lord wants to do something quite different. Rather than turning our backs toward the Lord, he wants us to turn our entire face toward him at all times, to really listen to him, to look him in the eye, especially when it's in the eyes of those whom the devil wants to use as instruments of division. He wants us to have a very flexible neck, so that whenever he calls, we turn. He wants us to have a heart that's more and more like the heart of Mary and the one whose novena we're celebrating today on the fourth day, St. Joseph, to turn totally over toward what the Lord is asking, a heart that wills what the Lord wants to do. Jesus has come down from heaven to earth in order to bring us back together. And he says to us at the very end, whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. Because I know you're all experts in sacred scripture. You know that there's a parallel passage in which Jesus says to his apostles, whoever is not against us is with us. How do these two passages on the surface contradictory align? St. John Chrysostom said 1600 years ago that they align because part of us is with the Lord and part of us is not with the Lord. Part of us is united and seeks to gather with him, but part is still not yet totally under his dominion. And so the whole work of Lent is to get us into total alignment with the Lord. Etymologically, the word conversion comes from two roots. First is con and the second is vertere. There are three moments. The first part in conversion, which means literally turning with the Lord, is aversion. We turn away from everything that's not fit for the Lord. The second is adversion, where we turn toward the Lord. We turn our face toward him. Advertisement comes from this word. It's something that attracts. But not even adversion is what the Lord is asking. He wants conversion, which is not a one-time thing. It's a perpetual thing, in which literally we're turning with the Lord. Our neck is flexible. Wherever he turns, we seek to turn with him. When he turns to the Father, we seek to turn to the Father. When he turns to others, we seek to turn with him. When he turns toward charity, we are in alignment. That's what the Lord seeks to do. And every day at the beginning of this day, the Lord gives us his holy word in order to bring about that communion with him. And then he gives us himself so that that communion might be brought to completion. Today we're about to receive that stronger man who has come into the world, bound the devil, and is about to divide all his spoils. Let us receive this incredible gift and ask the Lord to help us to become with him not only signs, but agents of this type of communion, which will save the world. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.